WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond.
Well, I went out to milk and I didn't know how. I milked a goat instead of a cow. Saw a chicken in the mud just a-stomping on the ground. She heist up a foot and she danced all around. Turkey in the hay, turkey in the straw, turkey in the straw. Well, how do you know? We'll wake him up or shake him up or anyway at all. We'll whoop him up a tune called Turkey in the Straw. Well, a bullfrog jumped in the middle of the spring. The water was so cold that he could not sing. Tied his tail to a hickory stump. He reared and he pitched, but he couldn't give a jump. Well, I had a little chicken and she had a wooden leg. And I begged and I begged, but she wouldn't lay an egg. I poured hot water up and down her leg. And the darned old chicken laid a hard-boiled egg. Turkey in the hay, turkey in the straw, turkey in the straw. Well, how do you know? Wake him up or shake him up or anyway at all. Well, dance a little tune called Turkey in the Straw.
That's it.
Thank you. No, thank you. Thank you very much. Hey, it's Edge of Americana. My name's Josh Behrman, and that was Mike Seeger with the New Lost City Ramblers and Turkey in the Straw from a Folkways release of 40 years of their concert performances in 1958 to 1998. And it is Tuesday night, and you just heard Eric Walters and Why Dear Folk. And I am here with Otto Conrad once again. Hello, Otto.
Evening, Josh.
And just so you folks know, the format of the show is going to change slightly. Otto here is going to come on as my co-host, and that is because, as some of you know who listen, I am frequently gone because I'm on tour and want the show to maintain a kind of continuity. So Otto here is an avid music listener of all types, but he's from Johnson City, Tennessee, so it's kind of unavoidable that he would have some amount of interest in traditional music, right? I think that pretty much goes with the territory.
I think so. I'll slum it here.
Yeah. So we're gonna have that. If you're calling right now, call back in just a few minutes because we're talking and we're not going to answer the phone. So the number to call is 804-649-9737. And you guessed it. It is, of course, the week of Thanksgiving. So let's get on with the music here. And it's obviously going to be all about food. We've got some mains, and we've got some side dishes, and we've got some drinks, and we'll get through. So the first one was Turkey in the Straw, pretty obvious as the first choice. But let's have some greens. I don't know if you have salad at your Thanksgiving dinner, but it's been known to happen in my house. So this one's called Salad Days. This is Jordan Tice. He's a up-and-coming kind of newgrass guitar player. He's quite talented.
Thank you.
Trees, but them green, all I want my green. Boy, they won't stop for the red light. Soft and easy, good and greasy. Wild about them greasy green. Mama, you can cook a lima bean. You can cook something I ain't never seen. But honey, when you fix your table for me, you don't fix nothing but them green. All I want my green. Boy, it just won't stop. Soft and easy, good and greasy. Wild about them greasy greens. that meat you knew must be fat to cook them greens so greasy like that. If you don't use nothing but natural lean, honey, you can't cook no good greasy green. All I want my greens, I sure do love them. Soft and easy, good and greasy. Wild about them greasy greens. That meat you knew must be fat to cook them greens so greasy like that. If you don't use nothing but natural lean, well, you them greens. All I want my greens, you just won't stop. Soft and easy, good and greasy. What about them greasy greens? Mm-hmm. I see greens upon your shelf. You must be saving them for someone else. I guess in your pot, honey, how much greasy greens you got? Them greens. All I want my green, just want don't. Soft and easy, good and greasy. What about them greasy green? Heat them up then. I don't care what your mama don't allow. Bring them greens here in a house. Soon as I get them, honey, I'll be gone. Your mammy won't know that you put them on. Them green. All I want my green, they just won't gone. I soft and easy, a good and greasy. Wild about them greasy green.
Cornbread and butter beans and you across the table. Eating beans and making love as long as I am able. Pouring corn and cotton too, and when the day is over, ride a mule, a crazy fool, and love game all over.
Goodbye, don't you cry, I'm going to Louisiana. Bye, dog, and the big fat hog, and marry Susanna. Sing song, ding dong, gonna take a trip to China. Cornbread and butter beans, and there to Carolina.
Yeah. Cornbread and butter beans, and you across the table. Eating beans and making love as long as I am able. Hoeing corn and cotton too, and when the day is over, ride a mule, a crazy fool, and love again all over.
Shoes and drinking booze is going against the Bible. A necktie will make you die and cause you lots of trouble. Streetcars and whiskey bars and kissing pretty women. Oh man, that's the end of a terrible beginning.
Cornbread and butter beans and you across the table. Eating beans and making love as long as I am able. Hoeing corn and cotton too, and when the day is over, ride a mule, a crazy fool, and love again all over.
Can't read and don't care, and education's awful. Raising heck and writing checks, that ought to be unlawful. Sell coals and pretty clothes are just a waste of money. I can see how glad you'll be to marry me, my honey.
Cornbread and butter beans, and you across the table. Eating beans and making love as long as I am able. Hoeing corn and cotton too, and when the day is over, ride a mule, a crazy fool, and love again all over.
WRIR, Richmond Independent Radio. Otto, what have we been listening to thus far this evening?
Well, Josh, let's see here. We've been
food songs,
food
clearly.
Songs. It's obviously a thematic, topical set list tonight.
Topical, like a cream.
We've had, let's see here. We opened up with the new Lost City Ramblers, Turkey in the Straw.
Yeah.
Then Jordan Tice, The Salad Days. King David's Jug Band. What's That Taste Like Gravy?
What's That Taste Like Gravy? He's playing He's not playing a jug on that one, actually. He plays a stovepipe really, really successfully, I think. It's really virtuosic stovepipe playing.
And then we have Pink Anderson with Greasy Greasy Greens.
Yeah, and finally...
The Carolina Sunshine Trio, Cornbread and Butter Beans.
So we've actually only had a little bit of turkey thus far this evening. Now, Otto, when you eat your Thanksgiving dinner, me, I like to go for the perfect forkful every time. So I get a little bit of turkey, a little bit of cranberry sauce, a little bit of mashed potatoes, a little bit of stuffing, pretty much every bite.
So you're a mixer. I'm very discreet about things. Okay, I work my way around the plate in kind of a circular fashion.
And is it always the same, pretty much turkey, cranberry sauce, stuffing? And,
it's not that OC. But I don't mix things up too much.
Fair enough.
And I can speak from firsthand experience. I've already had my first Thanksgiving meal of the season at my office today.
We had
a big old spread.
So you should have weighed yourself on Monday then, right? And then seen what was happening on Friday.
try to watch those seconds, but it's hard.
It is hard, man. And then you get sleepy. Having turkey in the middle of the day, that seems like just such a non-productive idea, I got to say. Okay, so what are we going to listen to next? So let's get back to the mains here. Let's have a little bit of meat in our life.
Yeah, now we're going to do a little Chicken Reel Stomp by the Tune Wranglers. And,
a little Texas swing music here on WRIR. This is Edge of Americana, dinner time.
Thank you. hot corn, cold corn, fresh friend, Jimmy John. A hot corn, cold corn, fresh friend, Jimmy John. Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Plan 9 is proud to support the musical diversity heard daily on WRIR. Plan 9 Music has an extensive collection of new and used music and a staff that knows their stuff. Plan 9 offers deep catalog selections as well as extensive local and regional music, and has or can get most of the music you hear on this program. Plan 9 is located in Carytown at 3012 West Cary Street and on the web at www.plan9music.com, also on MySpace and on Facebook. New releases for Plan 9 this week include Susan Boyle, I Dreamed a Dream, Rihanna, Rated R, Jay Sean, All or Nothing, Beyonce, I Am Yours, Birdman, Priceless, and Tom Waits, Glitter and Doom Live. Plan 9, what a record store should be.
And you're listening to Thanksgiving Dinner here on Edge of Americana. I don't think we're going to play any Beyonce tonight, or Beyonce for that matter. But
I'd like to work at the Tom Waits release, though.
Yeah, it's good. There's actually there was a giveaway online of some of those stuff. It's good, Tom Waits. Well, right there, we just heard King David's Jug Band. We actually heard one more from them. I guess those guys like to sing about food, and who can blame them? The Sweet Potato Blues. There's no more taters because the frost done killed the vine. And both of those tracks have Stovepipe Number One, aka Sam Jones from Louisville in the time period, playing the stovepipe, and just amazing, amazing stovepipe work. So let's, what else did we hear? Hold on, I'm pulling it up right now. And before that, what did we have? We just heard Lacey, I'm not sure how to pronounce that, H-A-R-T-J-E, with Turkey Tracks from the Ozark Mountains, fiddle music from there. And before that, we had a lot of these names, man. I'll tell you what, Blanche Cold Iron from Kentucky, playing Hot Corn, kind of doing a semi-bluegrass, semi-kind of old-time banjo thing. And we started it with the Tune Wranglers and the Chicken Reel Stomp. And so we've had chicken, we've had hot corn, which, you know, that one, Otto, when you say to yourself, I'm going to go have some hot corn, what are you going to go get? What is that to you?
Hot corn?
Yeah.
Hot corn, that's going to be something in the microwave in my house.
Really? Well, it's not, I'm afraid. It's it actually comes in a jar, and it's something that you drink. I guess you could heat it up if you wanted to.
Yeah, sort of a toddy.
Oh, yeah, a moonshine toddy would be very nice. Maybe that'd be an after dinner drink, I guess.
Put in a little cider.
Yeah, and turkey and sweet potatoes. So let's have a little more turkey in our life.
I like the title of this next song here.
Okay, and what is it?
It is Turkey Knob.
All right, Turkey Knob here on WRIR, 649-9737. It's Edge of Americana. Thank you.
all rosebuds on my chest. Well, I don't want no evergreen, just a bowl of them good old butter beans. Now bread and gravy is all right, a turnip sandwich a delight. But now, children, I still scream for a bowl of them good old butter beans. Now just a bowl of butter beans. Pass the cornbread if you please. Well, I don't want no collard greens, just a bowl of them good old butter beans. Jam. Well, I would trade my old blue jeans for a bowl of them good old butter beans. Now see that young girl standing there, the one with the long dark curly hair. Well, she's not pregnant as she seems, she just ate a big old bowl of them butter beans. Now just a bowl of butter beans. Pass the cornbread if you please. Well, I don't want no collard greens, just a bowl of them good old butter beans.
Thank you.
This is the Age of Americana. Otto Conrad with Josh here.
Hi, all right. So what did we just hear? That was pretty incredible. That's from a record that Otto brought in. The title of the record is Virginia Traditions, Virginia Work Songs, and that actually comes from Walter Kegler and the crew of the Barnegat. The tune is called Drinking in the Wine, and it's a spiritual tune. And those guys were menhaden fishermen. If you don't know what a menhaden is, you won't actually see it in the ingredient for your lipstick or dog food or industrial lubricant or anything like that, but it's there. They're these oily, they're kind of similar to herrings. And there was in Virginia a really long tradition of menhaden boats and with a lot of singing going on, kind of similar to you know, just work songs that you'd have on any kind of boat or in work gangs chopping trees or anything like that, just to keep a rhythm going. As they hauled in the nets, they would essentially catch a whole school of menhaden in one big old net, and then have different boats come out and haul them in rhythm.
You can tell it's a work song. It's got that real groove that goes with the pulling of the net.
Yeah, right. It's not necessarily it's not like a meter that a band would keep or anything like that, but it's powerful, man. And that was August 1950, an NBC radio crew boarded their boat off the coast of New Jersey, and they were fishing for menhaden, and that was recorded.
Neat
so that's
stuff.
That is very neat. What did we hear before that?
Well, the first song in the set was Gene Johnston doing Turkey Knob.
Yeah, which was, yeah, Turkey Knob. All right, had a little turkey.
Then we had Robbie Spencer doing Butterbeans,
which some of you might recognize as Just a Closer Walk with Thee, but different words slightly.
Then a great minstrel singer, Polk Miller's Old South Quartet, When the Corn Pone's Hot.
Yeah, Corn Pone, got to have it.
Yeah, and then the Wilders with Collard Greens.
Yep.
And Theron Hale and Daughters doing Turkey Gobble.
Turkey Gobble, which is just another version of Turkey in the Straw. I will admit that it's not all. Some of these turkey songs are the same song with different titles, and that definitely happened in the world of string band music, where bands would re-record a song under a different title, and that's why sometimes you'll meet someone who knows a song that has a different title than the one that you were listening to. So there we are, folks. We had some turkey, we had some wine, had some butter beans.
Collard greens.
Probably time to move back around the plate. What are we going to hear now, Otto?
Well, next up is Stuff Smith and Sam the Vegetable Man.
And it's unclear to me from this song what exactly kinds of vegetables Sam is selling.
So. Sounds like a Sesame Street character, actually.
Maybe a little more illicit than that, I think.
Up and down the street, all the ladies eat real green. Alley-oop, any carrots, any peaches, any pears.
Sam, vegetable man.
A nickel here, a nickel there, won't make him a millionaire. But he's happy because he hasn't got to worry or care.
Sam, the vegetable man.
Cantaloupe, sweet potatoes. If you want yellow yams, all you do is haul a Sam. He'll bring them to you. And late at night when work is through, Sam goes in for a swing-a-roo. When the man's in the stable and the cow's been fed, the peaches and the pears are all in the shed. He's on his way to paint the old town red.
Sam, the vegetable man.
Any apples?
No.
Any pears?
No.
Any yams?
No.
Any gals?
Yeah.
Well, lay them on, man.
Way back in old times, the long years before the war, when the apple tree Eve she did climb, she threw down the core. Well, the doctor, he's a dodger, he's a long corn dodger, and the doctor, he's a dodger, and he's a dodge too. He'll go to see his patient, and he give a dose of pills, and the next thing you know, he's dodging for his bill, and it's all a dodging, it's a long.
You You could hear the music coming from our house most any time, with a fiddle tune ringing loud and clear. The neighbors would be sitting round our porch to see the sight, but through it all you could hear a mother's prayer. Music in our lives has meant so much to us. It always helped to get us through, it seems. But I think the most important part of all the things we had were Mama's prayers and Daddy's pencil dreams. When times were getting hard and things were going bad, we always called upon the ones we knew. Mama fed our souls with the Bible and her prayers, and pinto beans and music's always true. We helped our daddy feed us with the music that we played, and each of us tried to do our share. But I think the things that helped us most and got us where we are were the direct results of hearing Mama's prayers. From the time I can remember until the time they passed away, Mom and Dad were always by our side. And I think the things, remembered things that went into our lives, for the person pinto beans that they supplied. When times were getting hard and things were going bad, we always called upon the ones we knew. Then Mama fed our souls with the Bible and her prayers, and pinto beans and music's always true.
Well, the doctor, he's a Dodger, he's a long corn Dodger, and the doctor, he's a Dodger, and he's a Dodge too. He'll go to see his patient, and he give a dose of pills, and the next thing you know, he's dodging for his bill, and it's all a dodging, it's a long corn dodger, and it's all a dodging, that's the way with the world. And the lawyer, he's a dodger, he's a long corn dodger, and the lawyer, he's a dodger, and he's a dodger too. He'll plead your case, and he'll wish you well, and the next thing you know, he'll wish you, and it's all a dodging, it's a long corn dodger, and it's all a dodging, that's the way with the world. Well, the Methodist's a Dodger, they're a long corn Dodger, and the Methodist's a Dodger, and they're a Dodger too. They'll talk about hell and heaven on high, and the next thing you know, they're dodging for the pie, and it's all a dodging, it's a long corn Dodger, all a dodging, that's the way with the world. And the Baptists, they're a Dodger, they're a long corn Dodger, and the Baptists, they're a Dodger, and they're a Dodger too. They'll drink their wine and their liquor too, and they'll drink it all up and say there ain't none for you, and it's all a dodging, it's a long corn dodger, and it's all a dodging, that's the way with the world. Well, the Camelot's a dodger, he's a long corn dodger, and the Camelot's a dodger, and he's a dodger too. He's got his religion and he don't know where he got her, and it's right away to hit me through a hole of water, and it's all a dodging, it's a long corn dodger, and it's all a dodging, that's the way with the world. And the holiness of Dodger, they're a long corn Dodger, and the holiness of Dodger, and they're Dodger too. They'll jump and roll and hoop and yell, for everybody else is going to hell, and it's all a Dodger, it's a long corn Dodger, and it's all a Dodger, that's the way with the world. Well, the young girl of Dodger, she's a long corn Dodger, and the young girl of Dodger, and she's a Dodger too. She'll spend every time with the powder and the paint to make a boy think he's getting what he ain't, and it's all a dodging, it's a long corn dodger, and it's all a dodging, that's the way with the world. Well, the old major dodger, she's a long corn dodger, and the old major dodger, and she's a dodger too. She'll pen every time a primping and a painting. As you can't catch the bull, she'll catch a fella fainting. And it's all a dot, and it's a long corn dodger, and it's all a dot, and that's the way of the world. And the boys, they're a dodger, they're a long corn dodger, and the boys, they're a dodger, and they're a dodger too. They'll go to see the girl, and they tell her that they love her, and the next thing you know, they're trotting for another, and it's all a dodger, and it's a long corn dodger, and it's all a dodger, and that's the way of the world. Well, the preacher, he's a dodger, he's a long corn dodger, and the preacher, he's a dodger, and he's a dodger too. He'll tell you his religion, I'll take you through, and if he's got any money, he'll take that too. And it's all a dodger, and it's a long corn dodger, and it's all a dodger, and that's the way with the world. Then the infidel dodger, he's a long corn dodger, and the infidel dodger, and he's a dodger too. Swear there ain't no hell nor heaven on high, but he'll get it shaken up in the sweet by and by. And it's all a dodger, and it's a long corn dodger, and it's all a dodger, and that's the way with the world. Well, that's it.
That's just it.
I've heard it all of my life. My people sang it. My grandfather sung it, and my father sung it. And I learned it through them. And that's how I got it.
Food Not Bombs Richmond serves a free meal to all who are hungry every Sunday at 4 p.m. in Monroe Park. The meal is free and all are welcome. Monroe Park is bordered by Belvedere, West Main, North Laurel, and West Franklin Streets in the heart of VCU. For details or to join in the preparation, call 804-359-4880 and cook for peace.
This is WRIRLP 97.3 FM Richmond, and this is The Edge of Americana with Josh, your host, and Otto helping run the board tonight.
And co-host.
And co-host. And co-host. We just listened to a couple things there. We listened to, first of all, an instrumental was the last thing we played by Nancy Sluse.
Sly's and
Friends called Turkey Buzzard. And then before that was a field recording from a really neat collection of music that came out. Actually, it was released back in the 60s or late 50s and then reissued back in the 90s. It's Southern Journey. It's a collection of Alan Lomax field recordings. And that specific track is called The Corn Dodger, and the singer in that is Neil Morris. And it's apparently an old Ozark, Arkansas tune. And, of course, we picked it for the title, which is Corn Dodger, which I think is a kind of a deep-fried
fair food. It's a fried corn ball.
But in the context of this song, it's kind of a metaphor for someone who's playing it sharp. And as you were listening to the lyrics there, he was taking shots at lawyers and doctors and preachers and one kind of a profession or another.
Yeah.
So now we're going to play...
Hold on. What else did we hear?
Oh, I'm sorry. That's right. Before that, we had the Stonemans playing Prayers and Pinto Beans.
Mm-hmm.
And we started the set with Sam the Vegetable Man by Stuff Smith, kind of a famous jazz violin player. Played with Art Tatum and some other great stride pianists.
Yeah, indeed. And that was with his Onyx Club boys, and that's some good stuff. And you're listening to Edge of Americana, where it's clearly not too traditional tonight, which is fine. You know how we do it here. We don't generally say, do you know how we do it, is one thing that happens. And next up, I think we're going to hear some more old-time music. This is Adam Tanner playing the fiddle and Frank Lee on the banjo. Frank Lee from the pretty famous, newer, old-time band, the Freight Hoppers, who are back out and at it again. And right now they're going to do great. We're having a Thanksgiving dinner, you know, folks, because if you've got an easy theme like that, you know, why just go for the low hanging fruit, because generally it's the ripest, folks. And so here's Great Big Taters in Sandy Land.
Thank you. fancy beer, fancy beer. When I want you only, I drink a fancy beer,
fancy beer.
And when the weather's stormy,
when the weather's stormy,
and daybreak's far,
daybreak far,
I throw an extra $1.50 on the bar. There's no sense in saving pennies if I don't know where you are. I drink a fancy beer, and I drink it quick. I drink a fancy
FancyBeer. 97.3 WRIR, Richmond Independent Radio. It's 8:13, and you just heard a little turkey song. That was Buddy Thomas from Northeastern Kentucky, from Emerson, Kentucky, playing Turkey in a Pea Patch. And Buddy Thomas had a kind of a whirlwind lifestyle, but recorded these really twisty kind of melancholy tunes. Which not that many other people play, which is great. And before that, not melancholy at all. The two-man gentleman band singing Fancy Beers, a little turkey, a little beer. You're going to have wine or beer with your Thanksgiving dinner, Otto. Or, I mean, I shouldn't be so presumptuous, actually. Maybe you're going to have
both.
Water.
Actually, beer would be the opener and wine with the entree.
Milk?
Milk will be served, a little bit of water, but beer yeah. And wine. Pinot Noir, probably.
Oh, well. I don't know what goes with turkey, really. Gravy. I'll have a cup of gravy with my turkey, please.
Nice fruity red wine.
Mm. I'll pour some wine into my gravy. All right, so before that, I think this is the first time that John Fahey has ever made an appearance on my program, although on this program, I should say, on Edge of Americana.
Yeah, I would normally hear him, I think, in the show before.
But he's a fabulous guitar player. Give me cornbread when I'm hungry. I have played Leo Kottke before, and certainly I play a lot of blues acoustic guitar players. And Adam Tanner and Frank Lee before that with Great Big Taters in Sandyland. And that's a great album. That's on Five String Records, which is, I believe, from around Winston-Salem. And that album called Two Mules features a lot of songs you've heard before, but some kind of more obscure versions or just kind of anachronistic versions of these tunes. Adam Tanner's an interesting fiddle player, to say the least. And they're all slung real low because Frank Lee has this banjo player with these gut strings on it, and so he's tuned down to, like, B and C, and so they're playing in all these kind of different keys, which is cool to me. Sounds really good, kind of low and nice. So there we are. That's what we have been listening to. It is Thanksgiving dinner here on Edge of Americana. You can give a call if you want, 804-649-9737. Hopefully you're liking the music and the theme. And my name's Josh Behrman, and I'm here with new co-host Otto Conrad.
Hello, everybody.
And I want to thank everyone who came out to the Harry Shearer event.
That was great.
It was a really great event, and it's the first of its kind that WRR has held.
Not the last.
Not the last, to be sure. I would say that was a joint effort from the music. I mean, pretty much every department had a hand in that, and it felt really good.
Yeah, I'd say all the volunteers in the station participated in pulling that thing together.
Yeah, indeed.
Yeah, it was great. Harry was wonderful. It was a wonderful event, and of course, that's a great movie. It's like watching the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Sure, yeah. I'd like to see it more, actually. So let's keep on the music here. So we've had some turkey, some beer, some cornbread, some taters. We've also tonight had some collard greens, some corn pones. We've had some sweet potatoes and some hot corn, a little moonshine. Don't drink the moonshine too early tomorrow, folks. Maybe save it for course number three. Otherwise, it could get really, really ugly really, really quick. We haven't had any cranberry sauce, and I don't know about you, Otto. Do you like the cranberry sauce that comes out of the can like this?
I like the cranberry sauce that you cook in a bowl.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I like my dear mother makes a very good cranberry sauce, and so that's what I'll be having tomorrow night. And this is the Reed Island Rounders doing Cranberry Rock. Thank you.
house in Carolina, a farm in Tennessee, a boxcar in Virginia, and a jet in Waikiki. But I'm satisfied, got nothing to do. Home for a dime, pour some Red Mountain wine.
Time to worry about the weather? Find out for yourself. The National Weather Service National Hurricane Center provides detailed storm tracking and warning information at its website, www.nhc.noaa.gov/nhcstorms.shtml, and on the NOAA Weather Radio Network, available on weather radio receivers carrying the Public Alert logo.
Thank God for NOAA. They keep us informed and they protect us. Well, you're listening to Edge of Americana. My name's Josh Behrman, and that's Otto Conrad with you tonight.
Greetings, Josh.
Greetings, indeed, and greetings to you, Richmond, Virginia. We're talking about food tonight because Thanksgiving's coming up, and it's annual Get Even Fatter Day for those who do and want to, and that's just how it goes. So what have we been listening to here?
We've been listening to the Reed Island Rounders doing Cranberry Rock.
Yep.
That's what you opened the set with. Then Bob Douglas and Ray Brown, Shoot the Turkey Buzzard. Then a little Danny Nicely and Will Lee doing Red Mountain Wine.
And that's some good Virginia bluegrass music there for you. Both of those guys are in many. They're often sidemen, although either of them, in my opinion, could easily be a front man if they wanted to, and they're just fabulous musicians, great singers,
I also notice here on Josh's playlist, the label that one is on is Maple Shade, which is a really nice sort of acoustic jazz-type label. They nicely record their music.
Is that right? Yeah, so, interestingly enough, the recording of that, Danny was telling me that they... the studio they worked in, and maybe that's the label and the studio are all connected.
It's a beautiful house.
Yeah, the guy, he builds all of his own microphones and all of his own cables, and what they had was a piece of plexiglass with a stereo microphone embedded in the plexiglass, so they were playing, you know, right in front of one another and were able to see one another and play with each other, but they had complete separation in sound because of the way that it was set up. So it was apparently a really enjoyable recording process. They aren't all... enjoyable, indeed. And then last, what was the last thing we heard?
We had a little more turkey. We had the Crippled Turkey played by Bob Wills.
Now, you don't necessarily want to eat the crippled turkey, right? I mean, if I was a predator in the wild, that'd be what I'm going for.
You wouldn't eat the rotting turkey.
No.
But, you know, a lame turkey, sure, you might.
Lame turkey.
Catch the lame turkey.
If a turkey doesn't know how to gobble, I'm not interested in eating it. It's got to have one of the... My favorite part of the turkey is actually the wattle, you know, the neck thing. Man, that stuff is good. Deep fried.
Chitlin gravy. Do you do chitlin gravy, Josh?
I have done chitlins, and I won't do chitlins.
Always do chitlin gravy.
Oh, my God. You're not talking about chitlins. You're talking about giblets.
Giblet.
Yeah,
giblet,
okay, yes. Giblets, indeed. Chitlins, no way. Anyway, here we are on Edge of Americana. Chitlins, indeed. Or giblets, indeed. Chitlins, no way. That's the new mission statement. And we're going to go on with the food music because we've got 32 minutes and we've got all kinds of food to go through. What are we going to hear from? Who are we going to hear from?
We're going to hear from a big one here. This is Kenny Baker, and the track is Frost on the Pumpkin.
Give us a call, 649-9737. Nope.
Thank you. dead, really want to know. What's that smell like fish, baby? Good if you really want to know. Smell like putting any in on pie. Same thing that you know you have to buy. What's that smell like fish? Good if you really want to know. I mean, good if you really want to know. Yeah.
Guitar, fill fruit jar, and be gay. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou.
Quiet and peaceful county in the state of Tennessee. You will find it in the book they call geography. Not famous for its farming, its mining, nor its steel, but they know that chitlin cooking in them Cheatham counties. When it's chitlin' cooking time in Cheatham County, I'll be coatin' in them Cheatham County hills. And I'll pick a Cheatham County chitlin' cooker, I belong in that them as a chitlin' field.
Oh, a good old chitlin' flapjack and laughing.
Chitlin' cooking, and all good chitlin' cook, they must master it by practice, it ain't no down in book. In the hills of Cheatham County, in sunny Tennessee, when chitlins are in season, is where I long to be. All good things but be for me, I think chitlins are the best. And when I press my dying pillow, let chitlins be my last request. When it's chitlin cooking time in Cheatham County, I'll be coating in them Cheatham County hills. And I'll pick a Cheatham County chitlin cooker, for I belong in that a mess of chitlin field.
Oh, the Arthur Smith Trio here on WRIR 97.3. That was the Chitlin Cooking Time in Cheatham County. Thanks to Harold for the suggestion. I guess Harold's going to be eating some chitlins on Thursday with his Thanksgiving dinner. But not me. I will not. Well, maybe there's someone out there. Maybe you out there listening, you've got some chitlin recipe that would just blow me away and change my mind about it. But I don't know. And another kind of non-traditional, at least up here, Thanksgiving food before that. Otto, what did we hear before that?
A little jambalaya, but we're pretty confident there's a lot of jambalaya being eaten in the greater United States on Thanksgiving.
I was saying that certainly jambalaya is a Black Friday casserole anyway. You know, so turkey jambalaya,
all your leftovers into a pot.
Yeah, and Blind Boy Fuller before that. What's that smell like? Fish, maybe. Yeah, oyster stuffing or something. I'm not going to touch that one right now.
Keep moving, Josh.
Yeah. David Grissom Quintet with the Albuquerque Turkey and Kenny Baker with Frost on the Pumpkin before that. It's a regular Thanksgiving feast here on WRIR. And keeping with the Blind Boy Fuller theme anyway, we'll hear another one that's kind of similar to What That Smells Like Fish. Here's the Carlisle Brothers and Sal's Got a Meat Skin.
Sal got a meat skin hid away. Sal got a meat skin hid away. Sal got a meat skin hid away. Gonna get a meat skin someday. Sal got a meat skin, don't you know? Sal got a meat skin, don't you know? Sal got a meat skin, don't you know? Old Aunt Liza told me so.
South sailing on the sea, South sailing on the sea, South sailing on the sea, South got a meat skin waiting for me. South got a meat skin hid away, South got a meat skin hid away, South got a meat skin hid away, gonna get a meat skin someday. See my Sally Gray, went to see my Sally Gray, went to see my Sally Gray, found out Sally's gone away. Love my Sally more and more, love my Sally more and more, love my Sally more and more, Sal got a meat skin, don't you know? Got a meat skin hid away, Sal got a meat skin hid away, Sal got a meat skin hid away, gonna get a meat skin someday. Reckon I love my Sally Gray, reckon I love my Sally Gray, reckon I love my Sally Gray, reckon my Sally's gone away. Sal got a meat skin hid away, Sal got a meat skin hid away, Sal got a meat skin hid away, gonna get a meat skin someday.
This is the coffee blues I like, a certain brand, Michael Powell. It's good till the last drop, just like it says on the can. I used to have a good cooker, a good Michael Powell. She moved away. Some said Memphis and some said Leland. But I found her, I wanted to cook with some good Michael Powell. I understand if I can get just a spoonful of Michael Powell, it'd be much good as two or three cups of this other coffee. I've got to go to Memphis, from there to Leland. I want to see my babe, by the loving spoon, by the loving spoon, spoon. Well, I've just got to have my loving. I found a good morning, baby. How you do this morning? Well, please, ma'am, just a loving spoon, just a loving spoonful. I declare I got to have my old loving spoon. My baby packed a suitcase and she went away. I couldn't let her stay for my loving spoonful. Well, I've just got to have my loving. Good morning, baby. How you do this morning? Well, please, ma'am, just a loving spoon, just a loving spoonful. Well, I've just got to have my loving. Oh, the preacher in the pulpit jumping up and down. He laid his Bible down for his loving. Ain't Michael's house all right? Well, I've just got to have my loving. You can bring me whiskey, you can bring me tea. Nothing satisfies me, man, but my loving spoon, my loving. Well, I've just got to have my loving. Good morning, baby. How you do this morning? Well, please, ma'am, just a loving, just a loving spoonful. Makes things all right with a loving. When your baby gets mad and she won't do right, go to bed at night, get a lovin'. Well, a lovin' spoonful. Well, I've just got to have my lovin'. Good morning, baby. How you do this morning? Well, please, ma'am, just lovin'. Oh, the women in Greenwood, they raise and sing. It's all about that loving, that loving spoonful. I'll class all right, that loving.
Nothing, oh, the blues ain't nothing but a good man feeling bad. Oh, the blues ain't nothing but a good man feeling bad. That must have been the kind of blues I had. Oh, yonder comes, oh, yonder comes. Train coming down the track. Oh, yonder comes, train coming down the track. It's gonna take me away, but it's never gonna bring me back. I'm going back to Cowtown, going to Cowtown to get my ham bone boy. Going down to Cowtown to get my ham bone boiled. Cause the New York women done made my ham bone spoil. Oh, when I die, honey, don't you wear no black. Oh, when I die, honey, don't you wear no black. Cause if you do, my ghost comes sneaking back. Got a gal in Houston, got a gal in Houston, got a gal in San Antonio. Got a gal in Houston, got a gal in San Antonio. But my Dallas gal make a good man leave his home. Got a red-headed woman, got a red-headed woman, make a hound dog lose his trail. Got a red-headed woman, make a hound dog lose his trail. Got a black-headed gal, make a tadpole hug a whale.
You've been listening to Edge of Americana tonight with me, Josh Behrman, and... Hey, you're listening to Joe Thompson right now playing Pumpkin Pie. I won't talk long, but me and Otto took care of the food for you tonight. Hope everyone has a good Thanksgiving, and we'll see you next week on Edge of Americana. Stay tuned for the Lee Show. Remember, you can check out the playlists and all at WRIR.org. And we did hear Milton Brown before that with Texas Hambone Blues, Get Your Ham Bones On, and of course Coffee from Mississippi John Hurt, and the Carlisle Brothers with Sal's Got a Meat Skin, which may or may not actually be about food. And this has been Edge of Americana. I hope you've enjoyed it.
Indian pumpkin pie, Indian pumpkin pie, I don't know.